the true measure of wealth. Money is a means, not a destination. Wealth is one of life's essential requirements, but it is not life's ultimate purpose. It enables us to meet our material needs and to live with a degree of comfort and security. In this sense, wealth is a necessary support for human existence. However, when it is elevated from a means to an end, when the accumulation of money becomes the chief ambition of life, it can become a source of deep misery. Pursued blindly, it has the potential to harm a person in this world and in the hereafter. Human beings live on earth for a limited period and therefore require material resources. Most necessities must be obtained through financial means, so it is natural for every individual to earn a livelihood. In this respect, wealth is a valuable asset. Yet there is another form of wealth far superior to material possession, knowledge. Without knowledge, a person cannot achieve intellectual growth or spiritual elevation, nor can he contribute meaningfully to the moral development of society. Knowledge refines the character and opens doors that money alone can never unlock. This pursuit of knowledge and inner growth is a far more worthy goal than the simple acquisition of wealth. But attaining it requires time and attention. If all one's energies are devoted solely to earning money, little remains for intellectual or spiritual development. Wealth-earning activities must therefore be kept within reasonable limits. Money satisfies physical needs, but it cannot nourish the spirit. A person who makes wealth the singular goal may succeed materially yet remain inwardly impoverished. His intellectual capacities, neglected and undernourished, gradually weaken. This is why the Quran describes wealth as fitna, a test. When used responsibly, it becomes a means of progress, generosity, and service. When misused, it becomes a burden that drags a person downward. The wise approach is not to reject wealth but to place it where it belongs, in the hand, not in the heart. Used well, it elevates life. Misused, it diminishes it. This balance is the true test of one's character.